begin a new season with Ash Wednesday. The church begins the season of Lent, the period of time which precedes the liturgical celebration of our redemption. Lent is a time to get serious with God, because his love for us is very serious, so serious that he literally died for us on Good Friday. It doesn't get any more serious than death when you think about it. In John's Gospel, the beloved apostle said that Jesus loved his own in the world and he loved them to the end, meaning to his death. John 13, verse 2. So God is love, and love is serious. And the Lord wants a serious response from us for the love that he has for us. He wants our hearts to belong totally to him. Our English word Lent actually comes from an ancient German word which simply referred to the spring season, to the period of the lengthening of the daylight hours that occurs during this time of year as the earth moves from the winter solstice to the spring equinox. So as the days get longer and the weather becomes warmer, the Lord wants us to long for him more and more, and wants our hearts to have more warmth towards him as well. The Lord is jealous for your love and for your attention. So we mentioned that when we spoke of jealousy, when we talked about the attributes of God, when we talked about our reflections specifically on love. The Latin word for Lent is quadragesima, which literally means the 40th day. The church's observance of Lent goes back to about the end of the 3rd century, specifically in Egypt, where the faithful in Egypt fasted for 40 days in memory of our Lord's fast in the desert before he began his public ministry. We see that number 40 many different times in Scripture. So 40 days of rain during the flood in Noah's time. We see that in the book of Genesis. There's also 40 years the Israelites wandered in the desert after their deliverance from Egypt. There were 40 days that Moses fasted by himself. We read that in Exodus 34:28. Also Elijah did the same, fasted for 40 days. We see that in 1 Kings 19:8. Also God gave Nineveh 40 days to repent. We read that in Jonah 3, verse 4. Also, we talked about the fasting that our Lord did in the desert for 40 days, and there's also even the 40 hours that Jesus spent in the sepulcher after his crucifixion, even though that's not explicitly cited in text, those 40 hours. All of those uses of the number 40 are associated with purification, training, testing, or preparation. In the 4th century, when Christianity became a lawful religion in the Roman Empire, the preparation for those who were going to enter the church at Easter began to have a more stable organization, and so the church began to dedicate these 40 days before Easter as a more intense time of training and preparation for their baptism. Baptism at that time was called illumination by the early Christians, and so it was a time to receive a more serious instruction before being baptized on Easter Sunday, when they will receive the light and the grace of the Holy Spirit. These 40 days were also a time to better purify themselves in general, meaning to try to uproot and get rid of whatever in their life wasn't pleasing to God, that wasn't compatible with being a follower of Christ. In addition to the catechumens, the Easter Triduum was also a time when sinners had to perform serious penances in order to be readmitted into the church, full communion with the church. So Lent for them was a time of purification and expiation for those sins. From the late 4th century onward, so from the time of St. Augustine, basically, the season of Lent has had all the elements that we know about today. It's had fasting, almsgiving, and prayer, which our Lord spoke about in the Gospel today. Also the preparation of the catechumens. Also the reconciliation of those who strayed away from God, but who are now repentant and ready to begin a new life in Christ. One of the things that we need to pray for, especially during this Lenten season, is for the return of those wayward children of God, that they'll return back to his fold, back into the arms of the church. For the return of sinners to the life of grace, it's a great time to get serious about praying for those people in our lives, or even people who we don't know about who need God's grace again. As Catholics, we do have a great advantage over everyone else. We have the fullness of the faith. We have all the sacraments, the fullness of communion with the church in heaven and on earth. Plus, we know the meaning of life. We also know the purpose of our own lives, too. We know that God created the universe and the world as an act of pure love to share his goodness with someone outside of himself. There was no need for God to create. He gained nothing by creating us because he was already perfect, right? God cannot gain or lose anything. So all the gain from creation was for us, not for God. That's why creation itself was an act of pure, selfless love on the part of God. And we also know the purpose of our own lives, too, because St. Paul tells us in Romans 8:29, he says, those whom God foreknew before he created, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. So we as Catholics and Christians have as the goal of our lives to be made in the image and likeness of Christ. That's God's goal for us. That's the beautiful target that he wants us to aim for in life. So the season of Lent is meant as a time of preparation for Easter, to prepare for our Lord's resurrection from the dead, but it's also a time for us to grow closer to the Lord and to be formed more into that image and likeness of Christ, to become more like Jesus in how we think, how we speak, how we act, and even how we react as well. We'll close by briefly mentioning those two Lenten aspects of purification and enlightenment. Lent should be a season of purification for us when we make the choice to set aside things in our life which are superfluous or not very spiritually nourishing, and we dedicate more time to deepening our relationship with God and with Our Lady as well, since she's our spiritual mother. We don't want to forget about her. If we want to have a beautiful Lent, we need to prioritize our relationship with the Lord over these next 40 days. That could mean set aside or drastically cutting down on different things like watching television, social media, texting, using iPhones, or other activities which aren't necessary, and instead dedicating that time to prayer, to spiritual reading, to almsgiving, which means the works of mercy, essentially, spiritual and corporal works of mercy. It includes those. We know God will never be outdone in generosity. Test him on that. If you don't believe me, test him. He doesn't mind the challenge. He likes being challenged at times. And we need to purify our minds and our time and our activities. With that, as we do that, will come that aspect of illumination. Because by growing closer to the Lord, by spending more time with him and doing activities, where we put ourselves at the service of others, we will receive more light from the Holy Spirit. We receive also a better understanding of who God is, and we also realize more and more just how much God really loves us and how he's completely trustworthy and truly deserving of all our love. When asked what was the greatest commandment, we know our Lord replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. You know, Jesus didn't say just love the Lord for an hour on Sunday, right? No, he said love the Lord your God with everything you have. This is a great season to try to prepare for that. By intentionally entering into this season of Lent as a time of purification and illumination, will much more easily begin to grasp the truth about what our Lord says regarding that great commandment, which is the truth about what is really important in life. And knowing that truth and embracing that truth more fully will be a very freeing experience. And the Catholic faith, when it's lived as it's supposed to be lived, brings freedom and love and joy and peace to the mind, to the heart, and to the soul. And it becomes infectious, too. It becomes something that you spread wherever you go. So if we haven't already done so, let's spend some extra time thinking about how we can take Lent more seriously this year. And if we're stumped as to how to do that, we can ask Our Lady for some help. Maybe she can give us some indications on what we can give up and how we can spend more time with her and her son this season. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.